And welcome back to this pre-combine edition of Chiefs Live, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. I'm Mitch Holtis along with Kendall Gammon. Get asked about wide receiver every day. Same thing with defensive backs. But I want to ask you overall, going into the combine, what Seattle did this year, what they did to Denver in the Super Bowl, has that changed NFL's thinking about corners and safeties?
I think it has a little bit, because you're talking about being more and more physical, and that's what they do. And they get up to a degree, mug you on the line of scrimmage. But if they did a pretty good job, I was surprised, of doing it within the five-yard limit and getting off of it. But then they're also challenging the referees of, listen, we're going to do this each and every time. And are you going to call a holding? Time. Are you going to call PI each and every time? You can't, because they just, human nature won't let them. So it's interesting. I think, though, that's the type of defensive backfield that the NFL is looking at right now and trying to build, because very successful. You cannot argue with hoisting the Lombardi Trophy up above your heads.
No, and Chiefs fans fell in love with that Seattle defense and the way they played Denver and absolutely just put them in a blender and made a smoothie out of them. The Broncos had nothing going on all day. Let's look at some of these defensive backs now as the Chiefs front office and coaching staff gets ready to go to the combine. And let's start with some safeties here, because to me, I'm most intrigued with those Seattle safeties. You find me Chancellor and you find me Earl Thomas, man, you can do a lot of damage. But Clinton Dix of Alabama is a name that you hear pop up a lot.
Well, you do. And, of course, he played at a big-time program at Alabama, has played in big games, certainly. I think three national championship games, an All-American last year, All-SEC. The thing that you like about him is he takes good angles. He's got great speed. He gets people down. Is it pretty? No, it isn't pretty, but he does get the idea that he's got to go a little bit lower. He could certainly have a better body in my mind, but again, the thing I like is he reads the run quickly and he attacks the line of scrimmage and he played at the highest level like I talked about. But again, could use more strength, and sometimes when people get into him, he can't get off, and that's something he's got to get better at.
Here's where I get fired up when I look at the Louisville Cardinals' Calvin Pryor, because I've heard him compared to Earl Thomas. And then that's what I'm talking about. And taking good angles. You know what? You had me at hello. You had me at taking good angles. Okay, I'm a little excited about safeties taking good angles. But what about the kid at Louisville?
Yeah, Calvin Pryor is a physically imposing guy. He likes to come up and lay the wood on people. He'll fill the alley. He has a high football IQ. When you talk to the coaches, they talk about him being a coach on the field as well, which I think is a great thing. He's knocked some players out with legal hits. Now, this aggressiveness can get you in trouble sometimes when you want to really come up and make the big hit, and all of a sudden it's a play action, or you bite on that little shoulder flip from the QB and you get a double move. So he has some things he has to work on. But when you talk about really being a complete player and being a physical player, he is somebody who definitely fits your mold.
Yeah, Ed Reynolds of Stanford's next on the list. This is a guy, you kind of hear some combo things about Reynolds, but we've seen a lot of Stanford guys now have huge impacts, including the Seahawks, in the National Football League. What do you see from this guy?
You know what, he has an NFL safety body. He's got great instincts and agility and acceleration. A thing I like is the fact that he can play the tight ends on the line of scrimmage, something that you've got to be able to do in this league now. The tight ends, to me, are running the passing game in the NFL right now, so huge. He has great vision and burst to close ground on balls quickly. He's a physical tackler, and again, he breaks down in space. And often when he makes tackles, he drives the ball carrier back. He's got an attitude, but again, with that attitude comes sometimes, are you too physical? Are you too aggressive? Do you get nose problems looking in the backfield and knowing what's going on? But in general, he's somebody that you like, and it's in that mold as well.
And another part of this discussion is to see how Cummings will come off his injury with Kansas City. We didn't see him really last year at all, and so hopefully he'll develop and put another safety in this draft class with that. And it's interesting to see what happened in the offseason. Now we want to kind of transform to corners. Corners is like when you look at, well, you got Cooper, you got Sean Smith, you got Brandon Flowers. It's like, how many corners do you need? Corners are like pitching in baseball. You can't get enough of them, particularly in the days of 3 and 4 wide receivers. I want to ask you about Gilbert of Oklahoma State. I've been down there to do basketball a couple times, and I've been looking through the football facility trying to find him to bring him home and bring him here. But this cornerback class, what do you see from Gilbert in Oklahoma State?
Well, with Gilbert, the one thing is you're going to find him because he's 6 foot, 200 pounds. Yeah. So he is physically put together very well. He has good size and speed. Maybe the most physically gifted cornerback in the draft this year. He has good vision, and he'll burst to the ball, does a good job getting his hands on the ball. Had 6 kickoff return TDs in college, so that's a good thing as well. Are there any weaknesses? Maybe be more physical and aggressive. He doesn't appear to enjoy tackling, and sometimes he's slow to get off the blocks once he's engaged. to that degree. He doesn't lack for confidence, and sometimes that can lead you awry. So he's got to learn to control that, I would say.
Denard at Michigan State, watched him, love him. The Chiefs play press man. So what about a guy like Denard and fitting into a press man scheme?
Well, and that's what I was going to say is the fact is he plays such good coverage on press. He can get up there and jam the receiver and keep him on the line of scrimmage and really get him out of his game before he has a chance to even get into it. So he does some really good things. He stays, as a cornerback, you're trying to stay on the hip of the receiver, and he can do that very, very well. And again, but it's what you want in all your defensive backs. To say he does not lack for confidence is an understatement.
Yeah, we see a Marcus Cooper, a bigger corner. We see what the Seahawks have done. I ask you about Jason Verrett of TCU. You actually had a chance to kind of see this kid, but he doesn't fit that Seahawk mold.
No, he doesn't. This is a guy who's not a physical guy. When I went down to TCU this year, I was with Gary Patterson, and he was telling me about Verrett, and I was looking around for him, and he pointed him out. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I know he doesn't look the type, but the fact is this is a guy who will come up and he'll get you down. It's maybe not always pretty, but he closes well, and the big thing is he can play the slot also, which you like, because in this day and age, like you said, three receivers all the time, four most of the time as well.
At the Senior Bowl, of course, it's a convention of coaches and scouts, and same thing at the Combine, man. Here they go. They just swarm all over Indianapolis. When we come back, we're going to give you a special interview as our Reed Farron, KC Chiefs.com insider, has a chance to talk with one of the experts in Indianapolis.